Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The two-day Kentuckiana Dairy Exchange is taking place in Kentucky this year, next Tuesday and Wednesday. UK Extension Dairy System Specialist Jeffrey Bewley explains that Indiana and Kentucky dairymen simply take some time to tour various operations to widen their horizons. This year, it's Kentucky's turn, with stops starting in Shelby County.
One of them is John Calmy's Dairy, which is a nice registered farm. Another one is Harvest Home Dairy, which is Bob and Angie Klingenfuss, a really nice dairy. They've just built a new facility, and they have the only real-time location system for cows in the U.S. It's essentially a GPS system for cows.
With that technology, producers can better know how to design barns and stalls and misting and airflow systems to keep their cows comfortable and productive.
There's also some practical benefits for the farmer of being able to know where the cows spend their time during the day. For example, if a cow spends less time than usual eating, then there's something going on with that cow, and that would then send an alert to that farmer to say, I need to go look at that cow and see what's going on. Why is she not acting like she usually would? Because cows don't tell us I'm sick directly like people do. We have to pick up on these other signs, and a technology like that could help give some of those signs.
Bewley says the tour will start in Shelby and include visits to Grayson and Edmondson counties. We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
UK Dairy System Specialist Jeffrey Bewley says on the Kentuckiana Dairy Exchange, farmers pick up lots of innovative ideas, whether through information presented on the official tour or farmer-to-farmer sharing problems and solutions on the bus on the way to the next stop. But Bewley says the stops are interesting.
Longview Dairy is in Litchfield, a really nice registered herd. They have one of the top bulls in the country right now, and they've recently installed a new system for heat detection, that's automated heat detection system. And then the last dairy is Dick Davis, who's a really high milk production, good milk quality farm. They also have a nice new compost bedded pack barn, another great example of a farm that gets a lot done without putting a whole lot into the infrastructure.
The exchange registration deadline is actually passed, he says. They may be able to squeeze in one or two more, so contact your extension office for further details. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.